This is Encounters, a dialogue that brings you multifaceted life stories you don't want to miss.
Fitness, my definition, is being able to handle whatever life throws at you in terms of physicality or even just drying yourself off with a towel and not pulling your neck muscle or something like this. Fitness, keeping a certain level of tone in your muscles and things that allows it to be strong enough to withstand, you know, even the little fast motions or tweaks you might have in normal everyday life. In terms of what it really is, it's just being fit to live. Nutrition, food, what you drink, that is most of what health and fitness is. I'd say in terms of getting the body that you want, whether the way it looks or the way it functions, what you put in your mouth is going to be the most important thing. So between 70-80% of it is going to be what you eat and drink. The biggest excuse why people don't work out is they have no time, and they always hate the response that I give them because they know it's true. It's just because you don't make it a priority. That's why you have no time for it. Not everybody is someone who's training to be on stage with 2% body fat. You know, these people, they need to be on point. They can't have that stuff. But for the average person, of course, you can still have an ice cream sundae, but not every day, you know? As my great grandma used to say, everything is okay in moderation. And that's the problem, is people have an abundance. They just too much. I mean, if you're going to indulge, then you got to balance. Life is about balance. So what I try to tell everybody is we only have one body, so you need to treat it right. You know, we only get one place to live. So take care of your home, type of thing.
Hello and welcome to Encounters. I'm your host, Man Ling. In today's program, I continue my conversation with Chris Courtner, an American fitness professional living in Beijing. The outbreak of COVID-19 has forced millions of people to stay at home. This has provided the ideal situation for people to pack on weight. Quarantine pounds has become a hot topic on social media. And as life slowly returns to normal, people are looking for ways to drop the weight they gained when they were stuck at home. In this episode, Chris, who is a certified personal trainer, shares his personal experience doing workouts at home during quarantine. He also gives us some tips and strategies to help keep you and your loved ones healthy. Stay tuned for more.
Let's talk about fitness itself, because you're an expert in fitness industry. So what is fitness? Just tell me your definition.
Fitness, my definition, is being able to handle whatever life throws at you in terms of physicality or even just drying yourself off with a towel and not pulling your neck muscle or something like this. Fitness, keeping a certain level of tone in your muscles and things that allows it to be strong enough to withstand, you know, even the little fast motions or tweaks you might have in normal everyday life. For me, when people say fitness, most people, they'll think it's like the guy on the cover of Muscle and Fitness, you know, or it's something professional athlete. But in terms of what it really is, it's just being fit to live. You don't have to be a world-class athlete. You just have to have enough muscle activation and control to live happily.
So my understanding of your definition of being fit is that your body can catch up with your dream. your dream to do things. You want to go to theater, and at least you don't need a wheelchair to go to the theater. You can just, your definition is about that we can handle our daily sort of activities. That's the very basic concept of being fit. But there are a lot of what I can think of is the psychological fitness and also the food we eat, because you studied medicine anyway, and tell us that how food can affect our fitness and the psychological health, how important it is, because it's everything combined. If a person can be called healthy.
Right. Nutrition, food, what you drink, that is most of what health and fitness is. I'd say in terms of getting the body that you want, whether the way it looks or the way it functions, what you put in your mouth is going to be the most important thing. So between 70-80% of it is going to be what you eat and drink.
So you are what you eat. That's
exactly
true.
Yeah.
It's not you are what you exercise.
No, generally that's, you could say, you look like how you exercise, I guess.
Okay.
But you are what you eat is a very true thing.
Have your expertise and your tips on nutrition. How can we maintain balance in our nutrition?
First is drink more water. I know this is one thing that's so funny. My friends and family and clients all almost complain that it's like whenever they come to me and they tell me about a problem or, oh, I'm feeling tired. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. The first thing I say is drink more water.
Why water is important?
So most of our body is made up of water. I think this is a common fact most people know. And something that people don't realize is that most of us are a little bit dehydrated, and it only takes that little bit to affect our lives. So if you are as little as 2% dehydrated, it will affect the way, how fast you're thinking. It will affect certain functions of your body. So it's very important to stay hydrated.
But how can we tell we are dehydrated or we have too much water?
Some people ask me that and they say, if I feel thirsty, does that mean I'm dehydrated? I say, by the time you feel thirsty, it's already too late.
Ah, okay.
So when you feel thirsty, that's your body's almost last warning, like, hey, we're way below what we want to be. You need to. So what I try to tell people is have either a big bottle of water that is your whole day's worth of water, or maybe you have one bottle and you put like rubber bands on it that represent each bottle that you've had, and you have how many you want. Just keep track of how much water you have every day. And this will help you a lot in that sense. So I'd say women drink between 2 and 3 liters each day. They should. For men, 3 to 4 liters. Yeah, so now during the summer, it's particularly important to keep your water intake up. Other than that, I'd say having some kind of balance in what you eat.
Okay.
For example, I always say, you have your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. And you have to have balance between those. Usually medium to high intake of protein, because much of our body is made of protein, skin, hair, muscle, everything, really. And that doesn't mean you have to eat a bunch of meat or protein powder. You know, there's protein in lots of things. You get it in vegetables and certain kinds of beans you really get it in. And even as, you know, tofu is made from a bean, so you can do that as well. And then this part is more of an individualized one. You can have either medium to higher carbs and lower fat, or medium to high fat and lower carbs. For example, someone like me, I do a lot of sports and I'm not super sensitive to carbs. I can do higher carbs, but I should do lower fats. And why you want that is just to have the balance in calories. If you have high everything, you're just going to have way too many calories. And if you have low of everything, you're not going to be providing your body with enough nutrition or maybe even energy than what it needs.
Okay, but I have a question. When you talk about people need to be more aware, I think knowledge and awareness are one thing. whether we're going to take action. Not to eat them or buy less is another. So how can we fight the temptations of, you know, delicious food? Because there is a saying that all delicious food, they're, you know, processed, delicious cakes, everything, they are all unhealthy food. How can you make people eat healthy? Fight the temptation.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difficult thing that not only me, but many other trainers and these fitness people, they're trying to figure out the best way, most effective way. And that's partly because the main reason, in my opinion, is that people don't see the importance of it. They might know the importance, but they don't feel, they don't fully understand the impact of being healthy. And whereas I've experienced it firsthand, what not treating your body right eventually will come to. So I can understand, I can feel like, wow, this is something that I can't be lazy on, you know? And trying to get people to understand that is almost impossible if they don't want to do it themselves, or if they have no motivation from maybe what's happened in their life. So what I do is I sometimes just have them do experiments. One of my older techniques that I used to use and still sometimes use is I will tell my clients, okay, I want you to be really good and eat healthy and do very well with what you're eating and training for the week. And mm-hmm. then once a week for like one meal a week, I'll say, can be your cheat meal. But there's some rules to the cheat meal. That is, you find your favorite, you know, naughty food, the food that you love so much, but it's so bad for you, you know, something like this, right? Okay. All right, so I'll use you as an example, if those are yours.
Okay.
So let's say you go the week, you did really well, you ate within your guidelines and healthy and whatnot, and then it's time for your cheat meal.
Uh-huh.
So the rule is you have to eat as much Burger King as you can possibly eat.
My God.
At that meal.
Uh-huh.
And what this does is you realize that, oh, it's so great that first few bites. But then when you're so full of it, you actually don't want to have it for at least another week. And then eventually, if you keep on this plan for several weeks, when it comes to that cheat meal, you start not wanting it because you realize that during the week, you feel good. You feel like your body is running off of clean energy. Mm-hmm. And then that day after you have that cheat meal, you're just like slow, like thinking, oh no, you almost have like a food hangover.
Okay.
And what this shows people is that it's more of a mental change. It helps with the mental change because you start realizing that you feel better when you're eating more balanced and healthier foods than when you eat what you think your body needs, or it's mostly what you just are craving.
You actually experimented to ask your body to tell you, send you the message.
It's that, pretty obvious too.
Yeah, that the food is no good, right? The so-called junk food.
For me, when I first started, my cheat meal was something like 36 Oreos and 2 liters of milk.
My God.
And it only took maybe a month, you know, 3 or 4 cheat meals for me to be like, all right, I'm done. Like, I can't eat Oreo. Now, if I eat one Oreo, I'm so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm so used to eating healthy foods that my body has preferred it.
This is very practical. Every one of us can try, huh? But I want to say that especially combat exercising, it takes really strong will to accomplish, even yoga, to practice. I think sports is itself. But for the average people, until we reach a certain age, we feel our body started to ache. Or maybe you got ill, you know, I broke my back. Yeah, it's usually people are like that. It's human nature. Until it's too late, they start to exercise. So how do you, as a fitness expert, how do you get people started and motivated before on the time they feel until too late?
That's the question that plagues me almost every day. It's the lack of motivation. Some people, I think it has to do with just lack It's like an ignorance. They don't realize that. And I don't believe it's because people are lazy. That's just an excuse that they give themselves. Oh, no, I'm just too lazy to do it. No, it's because you haven't found the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest excuse why people don't work out is they have no time. And they always hate the response that I give them because they know it's true. It's just because you don't make it a priority. That's why you have no time for it. So some people that I've talked to, it's just an ignorance of, they're not aware maybe of how they can start. They see what's on TV or movies and or even on the internet. They think that they have to just buy an expensive gym membership and then start lifting really heavy weights and this kind of thing. And that intimidates a lot of people, so they just don't even do it. Or they do that and then they injure themselves and that turns them off to working out. So that's a little easier to address because I just need to tell them, just everybody starts from zero, okay? Even world-class Olympic athletes, we all start from somewhere. Just start slow, like this kind of thing. It gets more difficult when you reach the people who have said that they believe living healthily is not living life. And those are the difficult people because those are the ones who have given up. They'll never admit it, but it's because they think it's too difficult and they're settled in what they're used to. And that's just the life that they think is easier. So what I try to tell everybody is we only have one body, so you need to treat it right. You know, we only get one place to live, so take care of your home type of thing.
But we also have only one life. We need to enjoy life. How do you solve this conflict in your own life? I mean, in your own body, because you are depriving yourself of all the delicious chocolate, ice cream, cake, maybe, pizza, you know, all these sort of things. How do you balance? Because as a human being, we live not only to live healthy, but live happily. Yes, that's the fundamental question I want to ask you. Are you telling me that you have given up all these things that I'm enjoying?
Of course not. I mean, I can't say, when people say that to me, I say, all right, well, not everybody is someone who's training to be on stage with 2% body fat. You know, these people, they need to be on point. They can't have that stuff. But for the average person, of course, you can still have an ice cream sundae, but not every day. You know, as my great grandma used to say, everything is okay in moderation. And that's the problem, is people have an abundance. They just too much.
Don't indulge,
yeah.
Right?
No, I mean, if you're going to indulge, then you got to balance. Life is about balance. So if I know that I want to have a really big dinner with friends at a Mexican restaurant tonight, then maybe earlier in the day, I control what I eat a little more. So I say, okay, I know I'm going to be eating a huge burrito and something that's going to be high calories for dinner tonight. So what mm-hmm. I'll do is I'll have less calories earlier in the day. And that way it's balanced. You can give your body a chance to function right with that.
It's very philosophical, yeah. Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how many hours you train yourself every day? If there's no classes, I mean, no job to do, a normal day.
A normal day?
Yeah.
Not as many. I mean, not as much time as you might think. A lot of people think, oh, you must train 2 times a day, all this. No, it's all about how effective your workout is. So mm-hmm. I, depending on the day, my workout might range from 7 minutes to 1 hour.
But it has to be every day, right? It's daily.
No, not necessarily. Even.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
For example, we are now under, you know, the threat of COVID-19, right? The outbreak, mm-hmm. the pandemic. Let's say that for 2 months, you don't have to coach anyone and you don't have anyone to come to you. So what is your regular training for yourself?
Actually, for the last 6 months, I haven't been to the gym once. There are some gyms that I know who are open. You just have to, you know, maybe set up an appointment to go and these sorts of things. But I've almost made it a point I want to make to people is that you don't need a gym to stay fit and healthy and to keep living a healthy life to the point where I like to use abs as a good visual representation, because that shows that your body fat is low enough to see that. So I manage to have abs all year round, because it's not, you know, I want to show healthy lifestyle is not a seasonal thing. So for at home with fitness, you just need to, like all things, you have to know what your goal is and what you want. And once you have that set up, then you can start kind of designing your, what you're going to do, you know, and you can get most goals with just body weight exercises.
For someone as high caliber in sports, you know, in exercise as you, what do you do? Stay at home, you know, in social distancing sort of exercise.
Yeah.
I'm curious about your own specific exercises you do under this quarantine sort of or whatever closed down situation.
So
at home weightlifting, just, you know,
I don't need weightlifting. I can always find, if I need resistance, there's lots of stuff around the house I can pick up and carry.
Anything would it do? A piece of furniture?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the water, the big water bottles, you know. Sometimes you take a backpack and you throw a bunch of books in it, something like this.
Interesting. 6 months. Just tell me, what do you do at home?
Well, my training style is I do different things all the time. And that's specifically so my body is used to adapting to different kinds of activities. And that helps a lot when I do compete in obstacle races and things like that. I can anything that comes my way is no problem. So I'll do different exercises like HIIT training, which is high intensity interval training. And that could be doing something really intense and fast for a minute, taking a short break, and then repeating. I try to prepare myself for times where there's no gym available.
Yeah.
Over this last several months, I've bought some equipment. So I do have like some gymnastics rings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like a pull-up bar. And recently I just got a barbell with some weights. Mm-hmm. But most of this stuff is kind of like added on to my already foundational training. And there's so many available resources online that people that say they don't know what to do, it's just because maybe they don't know where to start. And that's why I always say, what's your goal? Find that, and then we have some direction.
Yeah, because the whole world is still under the threat of COVID-19. And right. I wanted, through this program, I want Chris, you, to give our audience or whoever is going to listen to our show some tips to keep fit at the same time we are combating the virus thing, before we human beings invented our, you know, vaccine. That what we all needed, that we can all go out to the open air exercising like the Chinese do and like the American young people would love to go to gyms. So in very brief, tell people the tips, very practical ones. Two kind of people. One is better off people who can buy all sorts of equipment at home. And then there are a bunch of people who live in a small place. They do not have the space for this equipment. What are very practical tips from you that we can keep fit under special situation like COVID-19?
So I'll start with people who, the mass population, who don't have the opportunity to buy equipment, or maybe they don't have the space to have it. I'd say you don't need a lot of space. If you have enough space, like the size of your bed, you know, even if it's a small bed, if it's enough space that you can lie down, most of your body can lie down, then that's enough space to do what you need. There's lots of body weight type exercises, you know, such as yoga and some things like animal flow and raw functional type things.
What is animal flow?
It's using animal style movements. A lot of the time you're on your hands and feet.
Like a snake.
like bears and they have many different styles of moving that you could just look online for, you know, body weight exercises, small space, like this kind of thing. And you can find so many different ones, different styles as well. if you don't like yoga, there's also some things where you can just do some burpees or something like that. Just simple movements as well. You don't need to do some complex thing that requires a lot of coordination, like sometimes animal flow might. You can do just squats or lunges or push-ups from your knees, holding certain positions, like you can just hold a bear crawl. You don't crawl, you just hold it in that position. That's a great full body workout.
And then for people who can afford equipment and larger space, what's your advice and tips for them?
I'd say, so a big goal that I've had for many years is building my perfect gym. And the idea behind this is that you want something that is very universal, but you don't want a lot of equipment. So I'd say there's only a few pieces of equipment that you could have that can get you any result, and that would be a rowing machine, indoor rower.
Okay.
And gymnastics rings are amazing. Rowing is a full body exercise, and it could be as intense or leisurely as you want. Gymnastics rings, they're the ultimate upper body workout station. You can do almost any kind of upper body workout on them. Lower body is when, for most people, it's no problem for body weight. But let's say someone is a bodybuilder, someone that wants to have big muscles, that kind of person would need to buy some kind of resistance, maybe heavy dumbbells or some kind of barbell setup. But that's a lot of space that you're taking up with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed.
Resistance bands are also nice to have.
Okay, during the 6 months, you're posting videos to reach more people. What sort of content are you posting on the social platforms?
Most of the videos that I post are just about nutrition, homemade foods, and bringing awareness to maybe how many calories are in that kind of thing and giving people options for that. Other videos I've posted, I've had some exercise ones that people give them some training alternatives. And then I actually have a whole series on teaching people about different aspects of healthy living. You know, like we should have this much water a day. And then, you know, like many other things like this.
Do you do personal coaching? For example, a lot of people exercise according to the apps or the videos, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have classes for people who stay at home and work at home like me? And we are doing this show at home.
I haven't had any for a long time, yeah. So during this whole time, I haven't been running any classes. I've just been working on learning more and also just posting more social media content. It's mostly just about, you know, providing a free resource for people to learn more healthy living.
And you clearly can see there will be a very good future for the fitness business, right? Mm. Even after COVID-19, when all the gyms are closed, if swimming pools are not running, you know.
Actually, I feel like COVID helped when it was a reality check for the world. I mean, it shut down a lot, almost everything. People got so bored at home. Some people that got so bored at home that they wanted to exercise. Others realized how important exercise was once the opportunity got taken away from them.
We all have a responsibility to keep ourselves fit and healthy, not only for our own sake, but also for the sake of our families and our communities. The COVID-19 pandemic has created a moment in which people have started to pay a lot more attention to their health. Maybe now is the right time to knock off some of your old bad habits and embrace a healthier lifestyle. And that's the end of our show. I'm Manling. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to visit chinaplus.cri.cn and look for Encounters, where you will find other episodes of the show, along with Manling's journals about our interviews.